We're on Yud Aleph Amud Beis, second line from the top. So we're continuing with various random Ma'amarim from Ula in the name of Rabbi Elazar. A bunch of them all, at least not we can see, related to each other. Ma'amar Ula Amar Rabbi Elazar. Bechor shenitraf betoch shloshim yom ein podim oso. That we know that a firstborn boy has pidyon haben after 30 days. So if he was killed before 30 days was up, one doesn't poda the child. Right? The havamina might be that you could think that, why do we wait 30 days? To make sure that the kid is not a nafel and that he's viable, and therefore we wait 30 days. Fine, so, but here, we're never going to find out. The kid would have been viable, you know, had he hidden, and so maybe he wasn't really a kid. It was, you know, viable, and he would have had that opinion. But if we weren't able to wait to 30 days because he was killed before. So one might think that maybe after he was already chayv in pidyon because he was when he was born because he was viable, we just didn't find out about it. So about kamash malan that no ain podimoto. The kain tani rami barchama mitoch shneemar and says in the pasuk pado sifte. Yachol, from the double lashon, I might have thought that filu nitraf besoch shloshim yom. If he was killed before 30 days, Talmud lomar ach. It says ach padotifte. So the ach is chilek to which is a mute to tell us that we don't pod him if he was didn't live till 30 days. Okay. Ve'amar ula amar bilazar behema gasa nikneis b'meshicha. A large animal is niknem b'meshicha. By the person that's purchasing it, he draws it into his the leash or whatever. He brings it into his reshus or into a simta, also a place where he can use the animal. He has chus of shimush there. I asks the Gemara of Ha'anant Nan b'mesira. We have a Mishnah that says no, that it's with mesira. Mesira is handing over the reins to somebody else. That's how he's nikneh. Somewhere answers who, referring to this Rabbi Elazar again, Amar Ki Aiktan. He's holding like the Shita of the Chachamim, the Sanya of the Chachamim Amrim, Zu Vizu Bimashicha. Zu Vizu here means whether a Behema Gas or a Behema Daka is Bimashicha, and that's why we say Rabbi Elazar holding Chachamim, Rabbi Shimon Omer, Zu Vizu Bahagba. That both animals you have to do Hagbah on. So Rashi is going to tell you, how do you do a Hagbah on an elephant? Okay, Rashi's going to say. Right, well, there is, but this is not the whole Bryce over here. V'amar Ula, Amar Rabbi Elazar, Ha'achin Shechalku, Ma She'alehem Shamin, Uma She'al B'nehem, Uvenoseyem Ein Shamin. We have brothers that divided out to Yerusha after the death of the father. So the clothes that are actually on the brothers they're wearing, we're talking about the clothes that they took after the death of the father. Then they, you know, they put clothing. So the clothing then on them, Shamin, means you have to take that into account when you divide out to the Yerusha to take off what's coming to this brother, what he's wearing, and that brother what he's wearing. You have to take it off the cheshbon, but not what's on the brother's children. They're b'nei and b'noseim because they're embarrassed to bring their kids to Beis Din and evaluate them, you know, what they're wearing and stuff like that. So they're mochel to each other, whatever, and they don't have to evaluate that. Amra papa pamim maf mashaleim ein shamin. Sometimes even what's on the brothers you don't evaluate. When is that? Bigdol achai. The nichlu lishtamun mile. If the older brother is, let's say he's that's the doing all the give and take on behalf of the brothers, so it's important to them that he has nice clothing and he looks chashuv, his fancy suit and tie. So they're moichol with the clothes he's wearing, that it's not going to come out of the cheshbon because they all want him to look good because he has to deal with the courts and this and that, whatever. So they're all moichol. Next, Amar Ulam Rabbi Elazar, Shomer Shemasar Lishomer. Okay, you know what? Let's do some Rashi's, catch up a little bit. Bechor Shenitra, says Rashi, Bechor Adam Shenerag Betoch Shloshim Yom, he was killed within 30 days, Ein Podimoso, Ein Sarich Liftoso, you don't have to, V'imeis Me'atzmo, and if he died by himself, that Lo Yisrich Lan L'meimar, Daksiv, it says, Uftuyav mi ben chodesh tifta. Aval hashta yitzrich limshmina. But here you have to be told because he didn't like die naturally. He was killed. So it's to teach us the lo amrina ni lo iktil havechai. Maybe had he been not killed, maybe he would have lived the velo of nefel. So therefore, that shows that he maybe wasn't a nefel. This kid velifrika, and therefore it have to be pined after podem kamash malan. No padov tifta. It says in the pasuk ach padov tifta es bechor adam. It's the pasuk. Okay, b'mesira tnan. It says it in the Mishnah, not like Rabbi Elazar said b'mesira, but Rabbi b'mesira. But perakamid the kedushin. They came into Masalo Afsar, and he gives them the like the reins. Kana afapi shelo mashkam yershut l'mocha. Even though he didn't schlep it out into his own reshus. Zuvizu gasa v'daka b'agba. Vegasa mitarsina b'kedushin. How are you supposed to do in the beima gasa hagba? You're supposed to lift it up. So the Gemara in Kedushin says, "Shenosein chavile zemoros tachas reglea," that you put the bundles of branches, whatever, under its feet. Vehi ola aleim, and then he stands on it, and that's like hagba. Mashal b'neim v'noseim ein shamin. They came into banim v'not lo atu lebeidina, since they're not going to be brought to beis din lo mevazina lehu lemeisei. We don't mevaza them to embarrass them to bring them. The gadol achai, we said the older brother. Gadol achin, haosek b'nechasim lachnis lahatzi, is involved with dealing with all the paperwork of the for the children, the other brothers. So therefore, they're moichel his clothing. The ad hashta nichaluhu laachin, the lichse mididhu, they're okay with it that they're using their clothing part, their chelek. B'mabushim na'im, with nice stuff. Ki hechi de'ishtam dun mile, so that people will listen to him when he looks good. Okay, now back to the Gemara. Next thing with Rabbi Lut with Rabbi Amar Ula, Amar Rabbi Elazar. Shomer shemaser le shomer pater. So if Reuven, who's a shomer, he let's say is busy, whatever, and he can't continue being shomer, so he turns to Shem. He says, "Can you continue do the shmira for me? Because I gotta go." So he does, he gives it to Shimon, and then something happens to the animal. So Reuven, they gave it over to Shimon, he's pater. Meaning, only in things that he himself will be pater in. In other words, let's say he's a shomer chinam, he's pater in Gneva Neveda, so then if he gives it over to Shimon, and it was stolen or lost or whatever, so he's still pater Reuven. But something he would himself be chayav in, he's still chayav. Okay, now he continues with Lomi Baya Shomer Chinam Shemasel Shomer Sachar. Not only if a Shomer Chinam gives it to Shomer Sachar, the Aluye Ilaye Lishmira, so where he's giving it to a better Shomer, because he's more responsible, he's Chayav even in Gneva Neveda, so he's a better Shomer even. Not only then is Reuven Chayav, Elafilu Shomer Sachar Shemasel Shomer Chinam. Even if a better Shomer gives it to a lesser Shomer, Shomer Sachar Shomer Chinam, still, Reuven, the first one, is Pat. Why the hashta? Even if he gives it to a shomer chinam, the hashta gruy yishma. So where gruy gari mishma, he's giving it to a worse shomer. Still, he's also pater nami pater. Why sharisar lebendas? Because lamisa, he's giving it to bendas. I mean, who knows how to be shomer? And that's must speak. Again, he's still going to be chayav with what he would be chayav on pater when he be pater on. But lamisa, he is still pater.
Well,
I'm sorry?
Right.
That's the Kiddush. Because he's like a extension of the first one. The first one's Pater, the second one's Pater.
Oh, but let's say he gives it to Shemer Chinam, to Shemer Socher.
Right, so he's giving it to a better Shomer. Right, but he's taking over from the first Shomer, the Shomer Chinam. Right, so the Shomer Chinam is, he's Pater. So, he turns to Balabais, he says, he's Pater. So the Shaila is, if he get, well, now is the Shomer Sachar, Chayev to the Shomer Chinam, maybe that's, that's considered to the, with Rabbi Yossi the Rabbanan, right, Socher the Masar LeShoel, and then the something happened, is it, who does he pay? Does he pay the guy who gave him there? Does he pay the Balabai, some Machloikas of Rabbanan and Rabbi Yossi, and Bamatzia there, whatever. Could be that's.
The guy doesn't want the Balabas, doesn't want him to pass it on to somebody
else. That's the next opinion we can see right now. Right, Rav Amar, he says, no, Shomer, Shemasa Shomer is Chayev. He is Chayev. Not only that, he's Chayev in every, even in Onsim. because he's not allowed to give it to the other shomer. That's Rava, right? Below me, by your shomer sachar shomer shomer chinam. Not only does he gives it to a worse shomer, that's guri grari shmira. So elafilu shomer chinam shemasul shomer sachar. Even if he gives it to a better shomer, he's still chayev the Ferubin, the first guy, even in onsim. Why? Because the Baalim could say, I didn't want you to give it to this other guy. Why? Because at mehemnet libeshua. Because you, I can believe, I trust to swear. But hi, lo mehemnet libeshua. Because if the shomer wants to pater himself, he has to swear. So he says, why did I give it to you and not to the other guy? I gave it to you because I can trust you that you're going to swear properly. But I can't trust this other guy. So, I'm not going to, you have no right to give it to the other guy. Okay, Rashi, Shomer, Shemaser leShomer Pater, Harishon, the first guy, Becholo Tamdinim Shaya Pater, Imaita Etzlo, for all the dinim that it would have been by him, it would be Pater. Pater Nami, this guy, Velo Amrinan Pshiyahi, Shemaser leShacher. We don't say he was Poshea by giving it to the second guy. That's at least the Ula's opinion. Velo Mabaye, Shomer Chin, Shemaser leShomer Sachar, Benignava, O Sheavda, the Pater Shomer Chinam, not only there, Ki Hechi de Miftar, Ilu, Havai Gabai, the Hibi Pater was by him, the Lo Pasha, because he gave it to a better Shomer. The Luye Lavish Mira. Oh, the Shomer Sachar, Masar Nafshe, Lid to Rate Fake, because Shomer Sachar is going to be Moser Nefesh to be Shomer even more than a Shomer Chinam. Shehare Shomer Sachar, Chayev Bignei Benaveda. Elafila Shomer Sachar, Shemaser Lashomer Chinam. The hashtag Grui Garlish Mira, so Pater, he's giving it to a worse, he's still Pater, the Shomer Sachar Beonsi. He can't tell him, Pashata Shemasarta Lachir. He can't say, well, you're at fault because you shouldn't have given it to somebody else. No. Sharei Masr Labendas, as long as he gave it to a responsible person, it's okay. Chayev, a filu beonsin, according to Rava now, he says, Chayev, not only is it Chayev, even an onus happened. Because he shouldn't have given to the second guy. Why? Because I can believe him with the Shvua, Beshvua, the Shomer Chinam, Nishba Shalom Pasha. He says, where he was not Poshea. Okay. Back to the Gemara. V'amar ul amar b'ilazar. Hilchasai govin min havadim. The halacha is that you can collect the malve when he's wants to collect his money from the love, and the love doesn't have money. He can take away his avadim. So amar le Rab Nachman le'ula. He said back to him, Amar Rabbi Elazar, you said this is the name of Rabbi Elazar, Ula, right? So he says, when you said that Rabbi Elazar said you can collect from the Avadim, Afilu Miyatme, did you mean to say that they have a din of karka? And therefore, even if the Lovid dies and he left the Avadim then to his children, that you can even collect from the Avadim? Because from Yisomim you can only collect karka, not movables. So is it extend to Ad-Kadekach? That's what he meant? So he said, no, that's not, you can't collect from the Yisomim, only Mine, only from the actual Lover himself. So now, Rav Nachman asks again on Ula, he says, Mine? But that's what you want to tell me? That was that whole Chiddush over here, to collect the Avadim from the Lover? Avila mi glima del katfe. What's the Chiddush in that? I mean, you collect anything from a Lover, whatever he's got. Right? Avadim, Shkoya, you can collect anything. You collect the shirt off his back. So, answered Ula, in a chanam, you're talking about a special case here. Hakaba mayaskina and shasau apotiki. That he made the Eved, or the Vavadim, into Apotiki. Apotiki stands for Poteikai. That's if a person is Meshabed, something specific. In other words, when he lent him the money, they made a deal that he can collect specifically from this and this Eved. That's the Meshubatim. And therefore, if he sells it to somebody else, he can go to the Lekuchos and collect from there as well. Because they specifically said that this is where the collection's gonna be from. So that's what he meant. Govin from the Avadi means when he made an apotiki, and you can even, if he sold the Avid, he can go take it even from the buyer, because he made an apotiki. Kidarava, this is going like Rava. Namarava, Sao Avdo Apotiki, Umacharo, Balkov Govehemenu, that if you made the Avid into the apotiki and he sold it, the Balkov can collect from him, that's what Ula was saying. Shor apotiki though machor ein balchov govemin. However, it was the shore that you made at the apotiki and you sold it, that you can't collect. Again, normally you can only collect from buyers, you can only collect karka. Generally, that's the thing. But here, It's a special exception that you can collect even the avadim from the bikes that buy it, but not movables, not ashore, and other things. My time, and what's the difference? What's so special about avadim? Because ha itle kala, because an eved that was made in apotiki, there's a kol, and people know about it that he was there was meshuba to this guy for his chov or whatever, and therefore the guy that bought it knew he was taking a chance that might be taken from it, because everybody knew that this ever is an apotiki. But had when the case of the other middle shore or whatever, lace lay call, even if it was an apotiki, it is still not a call, and therefore the buyer that bought it didn't know anything about it, so therefore you can't blame him. Return to Yud Beis Amud Aleph. Lebasar the Nafak, after Rav Nachman left the presence of Ula, Amar Lehu Ula, Ula said to those present that were sitting there, he said, now that he's gone, now that Rav Nachman's gone, let me tell you something. Right? Haki Amar Rav Lezer. You know what Rav Lezer said? Afilu miyatme. Right, I didn't tell him this before, but I'm just telling you. He said that you can collect even from Yatomim. When I was a mamash avadin of karka, the avadim, I could ekach that if the lova dies, you can even take the avadim from the Yatomim. And the Gemara concludes, Amar Rav Nachman ishtamtin ula. So he was ula was nishtamit. He was trying to get away from Rav Nachman, meaning he didn't want to tell Rav Nachman that he flew from Yatomim, because he knew Rav Nachman didn't hold like that. He knew that he held that they don't have a din of karka, and he didn't want him to start asking him kashas and everything, so he just didn't tell him until he left. And then once he left, then he told the people. Okay, Rashi. Govin. Okay, Govin Chov. Mina Vadim, Afilu Miyatmi, he asked him, he made Loviv enough Lukamidiatmi, Miyama Rabbi Lazar, the Balcho Gova Mina Vadim, the Makarke Dami, can you collect even from the Yatomi, the Evident of Karka? So he says, Mine, not just from him, Mina Lovi Atzmo, Amir Rabbi Lazar, only from the Lov himself, the Balcho Gova Mina Vadim. Vekapari Mine, Afilu Min Glima Dalkad, what's the Kiddush Nay? Can even take the shirt off his back. So we're talking about a case, Apotiki, Apotekai, stands, that's the notri kun for that. Kolomar, Mizeh, Yehelach Piran. Here's where you're going to collect from. Vashmina Rabbi Lazar, Deim Makro, that if he sold it, Gover, Balchov, Memenu, and if he sold it, the Balchov collect from him. Turning to you based on Adalat, Rashi, Labasar, the Nafach, once Rav Nachman left, Amar Lehu Ula, he told Lioshvim Lefanov to the people sitting there, Haki Amar Rabbi Lazar, Filu Miyatme. You can even collect the Avadim from the Yatomim, the Avdak Mekarke Dam, because he held that they mamash have a din of Karka. And he was Ishtamita Nula, he was getting away from Rav Nachman, Nishmat Mimenu, Vayari Mimenu, the Sphere Alei, because he knew that, that Rav Nachman held it, Avda Mekimetalfale Dami, Umichare, who Shema, Akaftenu, Behilchas, Bekushios. He was afraid he was going to start asking him all types of kashas.